Hey beautiful souls. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of hope and inspiration. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate this roller coaster we call life, one day at a time. And trust me, sometimes that roller coaster feels like it's going 100 miles an hour with no brakes. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're drowning in a sea of feelings, overwhelmed and just plain exhausted? Yeah, I get it. That's emotional overload, and let's be real, it happens to all of us. Whether it's work stress, relationship drama, or even just scrolling through social media for too long, our modern world can throw a lot at us emotionally. But guess what? We don't have to surrender to the chaos. Today, we're diving deep into managing emotional overload. Because let's face it, surviving is cool, but thriving? That's where the real magic happens. So grab your favorite beverage, snuggle up somewhere comfy, and get ready for some serious life hacks. First things first, remember that acknowledging your feelings is not a weakness, it's a superpower. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend they don't exist. It's like trying to hold back a tidal wave, eventually it's gonna burst anyway. Instead, give yourself permission to feel those emotions fully, without judgment. Secondly, learn to identify your triggers. What situations, people, or even thoughts tend to send your emotional meter soaring? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Maybe it's taking a break from social media when you're feeling overwhelmed, or practicing deep breathing exercises before a stressful meeting. Next up, prioritize self-care like your life depends on it. Because, spoiler alert, it kinda does. Carve out time for activities that bring you joy and help you recharge. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a hot bath, going for a walk in nature, or simply spending time with loved ones, make sure you're nourishing your soul. Speaking of self-care, don't underestimate the power of movement. Exercise isn't just about getting fit, it's a fantastic way to release pent-up energy and improve your mood. You don't have to run a marathon. Even a short walk around the block can make a difference. Lastly, remember that you are not alone in this journey. Reaching out for support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or seek professional help if you need it. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you're never truly alone. Let me paint you a picture. You're at work, facing a mountain of deadlines and demanding clients. Your inbox is exploding, your phone won't stop ringing, and just when you think things can't get worse, your boss drops another project on your plate. Suddenly, you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, that knot in your stomach. You're officially experiencing emotional overload. But hold on. Instead of spiraling into panic mode, remember our takeaways today. Take a deep breath, step away from the chaos for a few minutes, and do something that brings you joy. Listen to your favorite song, stretch, or even just close your eyes and visualize a peaceful oasis. Returning with renewed energy and focus, you tackle those tasks with a clearer head and a calmer heart. So, remember beautiful souls, managing emotional overload is about being mindful of your triggers, practicing self-care rituals that nourish your soul, moving your body, and never hesitating to reach out for support. You've got this. Remember those key takeaways. Acknowledge your feelings, identify your triggers, prioritize self-care, move your body, and don't be afraid to ask for help. Now go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder that they are not alone in this journey. And if you enjoyed what we talked about today, leave us a review. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and fulfillment.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.